are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Building a strong and healthy romantic relationship is about more than chemistry. It's about trust, communication, and mutual respect. For women, creating a relationship that thrives requires emotional intelligence and setting clear expectations. So how can women navigate the complexities of modern romance while staying true to their values? We are joined on the line by Sister Thando Ngwenya, who's going to be helping us unpack this. Good morning, Sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
We are good as well. Thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here. What an experience it has been. Thank you for having me and for choosing me.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We're happy that you actually agreed, you know, to come through. So before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay, let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for waking us up. Thank you so much for this opportunity that we can speak, Baba, to your children. Thank you for choosing me, Baba, to speak on this topic. Baba, may I represent you. May I be decreased as you increased, Gozi. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we can talk about this subject. Please be with all the listeners, and especially Zanele Baba, who's hosting me. Thank you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Speaking about all things, you know, a healthy romance, it's said, I don't know by who, that women are the most romantic people, you know, than men. But when men do it, Hashem, they perfect it. So I don't know. But looking at that, you know, what are some of the key ingredients, you know, for building a strong and healthy romantic relationship?
You know, I just want to start with 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Mm-hmm. It says that, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. So in anything that we are going to put in this relationship thing, we must just put first God, and everything else like must just follow, just as I said, Footy on Tuesday. You know, and if we can turn our eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face, then everything else will just fall into place and everything else will just be good. And we must just know, Oguti, there are two masters that we need to worship. Mm-hmm. God needs to be worshipped, and this other person, the devil, wants to be worshipped as well. Mm-hmm. So in whatever thing, any ingredient that we are going to put to create this healthy relationship, we must just know, Oguti, we will be worshipping one of the masters.
Okay.
So in anything that we do or we put in this, we will be worshipping someone. And Tina, as children of God, we want to be worshipping Christ in everything that we do. Mm. But the devil also wants us to worship him. So a romantic relationship, like I just thought, Oguti, okay, when would one have a romantic relationship? When we read our book as we were growing up, Oguti, you would have a romantic relationship when you are about to get married. Not while usa cheka, you know, like usa chola, and like you must just know, Oguti, where is this thing taking you? And that is when you should have a romantic relationship, so that you do not get so that you do not get
heartbroken.
heartbroken English. Yeah, so that you do not get heartbroken. See, now we get heartbroken because, like, we have taken matters into our own hands. When we were growing up, like, we were told, Oguti, we must have a circle of friends, and now this thing does not happen anymore.
Okay.
We must have a circle of friends, and then you must just check, Oguti, which one is the right one. And then when you see, Oguti, this one is the right one, and then that's when you can have this relationship, this romantic relationship that we are talking about today. So the ingredient that I think we should have is to value yourself. Yeah. Know your value in God. Know your value, Oguti. As a woman, you are created in God's image. And this image of God, you know, when God created Eve, he had time with Eve. He had time with Adam. But Adam was put to sleep when Eve was created, and God had some time with Eve. I don't know, like, I just imagine the time that they had with Christ, with God, when she was created, and what they were talking about. And when Adam was woken up, like, he could say, go to you, this is now the bones of my bones, you know? And this is the value that we should have for ourselves. If, Tina, we can put that value high, and then we know, okay, that ingredient, when we put it in that relationship, then we know, okay, I get to who is going to break my heart, because I know Nina, my value.
Yes.
And we must respect the values that we have as well.
Mm.
We're irrespect as well. Respect yourself so that the other person can respect you as well. And when we put on, we give a place of honor and influence, that is another ingredient that we can put. Women, we are given a place of honor and of influence, you know, in the kingdom. When we read in the Bible, like just recently we were reading the book of Mark, Oguti, the women were the first people that could, that saw Christ, Oguti, has risen.
Yeah.
So that we are honored by the kingdom, not just anyone else, but by the kingdom, because we are the people that first believed, while the disciples did not believe. The disciples were all men. Tina, we are the people that first believed. So if we can put value, respect ourselves, and know our place in the kingdom, then I know, Ogochinje, we have those ingredients that can create a real strong and healthy relationship.
And that is very key there. So looking at, you know, us as women, sometimes, you know, when we fall, we really fall, shame, you know. So how can
we cry forever. For the rest of our
life. Yeah,
yeah.
So how can these women, you know, ensure that their needs and boundaries are respected in a relationship partnership? Because sometimes the boundaries can get blurred very fast, very, very fast, you know, and then we end up getting hurt and everything else. So how can we ensure that we are respected in the relationship and our boundaries stay intact?
I can say that you have to be firm.
Okay.
And be clear about what you need.
Okay.
Be firm in your values, be firm in your principles, and be clear. And let the other person know your expectations as well. Because sometimes we go into these relationships without knowing, without the other person knowing what you expect. Maybe when now you want to get married and that person does not even want to get married. He just wants to play.
Sure.
When now you want to have kids, you want a family. And so you must be firm and be clear. So that ama boundaries are like you know, Uguti, when you are firm and you are bold in it and you can stand your ground, another thing, then you know, Uguti, no one is going to cross your boundaries. When you are firm and you are clear about your principles and about your values, then you know, Uguti, no one is going to cross any boundaries, and then have a clear, reasonable consequences for crossing those boundaries, Uguti. If you can cross this, then it's over. If we can be clear with that, I think I get come to who will break our hearts or who will do anything to us.
They will
be able to end as women.
Yeah. And being firm actually quite helps, hey, because you won't be pushed around.
Yeah,
let me not go further. So let's talk about communication. You know, our listeners, I thought we were talking romance. Why are we fighting now?
No, I'm sorry. Like, I think being the experience, you know, has made me like to be this firm.
Okay.
You know, I know, Uguti, when I go into a romantic relationship, Uguti, I can be romantic, you know, but firmness, abantu, people must just know, Uguti, no, this thing, I am firm with this, and nothing, no one really will mess with me. People, women must know, like men must know, Uguti, these women are strong, and we like, no one can mess with us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I feel like I'm fighting. Sorry.
So let's.
But it's just the firmness and being clear about what you want as a woman. You know.
So looking at, you know, communication, because men, it's said as well that, you know, men are horrible communicators. They struggle with communication, whilst women, we communicate better. But on the other side, they're like, women, you are the worst communicators, because when you want to say this, ne, you start from here, you go in 10, then come back, you know, you meander everywhere just to say one point. So it depends on who's saying about it, you know. So looking at communication, you know, what role does it play when it comes to creating and maintaining a thriving relationship, you know, in that romance that you are building here? Communicating, does it help, or we should just do surprises every day? Or sometimes it's nicer to communicate to your significant other, saying, Bona, this is what's happening.
Communication it's very good in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, waking up in the morning and getting that hello, you know, that is communication enough. You know, just umuntu nje telling you ukuthi, you know, have a good day, yabona, and just sending that text. So communication involves both partners sharing their thoughts and feelings openly and honestly. I mean, people must share things, you know, and be honest with each other. If I don't know anything about the other person, how am I supposed to treat that person if I don't really know, like, about that person? It also means being curious about your partner and listening to them by being present without interruption or judgment. You know, like, they must just, when they talk to you about things, don't judge them.
Yeah.
Just listen to them. Just be there and just listen. Your communication is very, like, you can be in a relationship. I know, because I've been in a relationship, and most of the things that we talk about is other people, you know, and sit and laugh, you know. And that is so good. Like, you miss that. Like, if you break up with that person, you miss that. You can just sit and listen to this person talk and talk and talk, which is a good thing. But also, what is good, Uguti, you must openly and honestly talk about the feelings about each other.
Yeah.
And the communication is very important in that sense, so that you know, like, what your partner wants in a relationship as well.
this is not giving up. We want soft women, not fighters. Boundaries are good, but don't be a Rambo. It's not attractive.
You know, I think as women, we've been we've been hurt.
Something,
you know, and now, like, you don't want anyone to, like, to mess with you.
Yeah, true.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you give me the love and you give me the respect,
you will soften
then, you know,
up. Ne?
You will find something. Men must know how to soften us up, you know. But being this firm woman, then men must just come and soften us.
Yeah.
And they know how to do that. And I they know that we can be soft.
True.
As well, and give the love that they have.
Yeah,
we are loving people, guys. We are loving.
And, you know, following up on that one, you know, Sister Ando, you know, looking at, you know, our past experiences, both good and the bad, you know, how much influence do they have on the way in which, as women, we approach, you know, new relationships? Others, they were like, ha, they have been hurt, kakulu. It's not, make sure I'm not gonna do it again, you know. Others, sometimes they're like, no, you know, my past ones, the relationships, they were very good, you know, the things were good, the breakup, yes, it happened, but you know, it was a good one, so therefore I expect nothing but the best in my next relationship or anything like that. So how do those past experiences influence the way in which we approach new relationships?
It goes together with your communication. You know, if you had communicated, like, with the past relationship, then you will know the mistakes that you did. And then you will not carry them over to the next one. And then the good that you did, when that partner had communicated with you, Kutiabona, when you do this, I am loving you, kakhulu, then you carry that on. Because, like, you know, when a way you are good at, and then you will carry that over. But you know, for the mistake that you did in the past one, then you must not carry that, repeat that mistake onto the other one. You know, Mabati Abafana Bayafana.
Yes, yeah, I've heard that.
I mean, you've heard that. Mm-hmm. So like whatever that women do, like maybe it might hurt them the same. So you don't want to hurt the other person with the hurt that you've done to the other one. So do things right the next time and don't carry your mistakes to the next relationship. Do good, you know, because you might find somebody that will not be the same as the other one. And just when you communicate with that person, you will know how to actually love them and do things better for that person. Because you are in a relationship to build each other and not to judge or to break another person. So you must be there to build, you know. When you leave that relationship, they must know ukuthinje, Ishutando was here and I miss them for this, you know. And everywhere that Christ went, he left that place buzzing and everyone was talking about him. So you must leave as a woman, you must leave a relationship. And that person, even if you made a mistake, but leave a mark, ukuthi uthando, maybe must ngabe wenza so now, you know. Wherever they are, wherever that man is, but they must know Gutinje I Tando would have done this. Now don't repeat the same mistakes that you did in the past. Just be good. Make sure that Uguti, you become a better person in the other relationship. Because people will never be the same, even if it is abafana bangafana, but abanye, they are not really the same as the other one. They won't treat you the same as well.
So looking at, you know, we always, you know, we're speaking to our younger children, our girl teenagers. Let me say teenagers, because it's like I was thinking about 5-year-olds, yeah, teenagers, you know, that are starting to enter the dating space. Like, yay, they are red flags, you know. And even with the older folk, you know, we're like, how? Begang awaboni, those red flags, you know, why were they not seeing those red flags and everything else? But sometimes, you know, you just smitten at that time. But what are some of the red flags, you know, women should watch for, and how can they address them? But anyway, how can they address them earlier on? I saw a TikTok the other day. This guy was like, if your boyfriend wakes up to go and switch on the geyser early in the morning, forget it. He's not marriage material. You know? And I was like, guys, we're saving electricity, apparently. So there are things that we also even joke about and everything else. But what are those things, you know, that they should look out for, saying, I'm not going.
You know, like, I hope, Uguti, we are talking in a religious or Adventist, like, community, and we are all looking forward to the New Jerusalem, you know. We are like the Israelites, like, going to that promised land. And I think one thing that we should look at is, does that person fear God? Like when you sit there and when you want to share about what the devotion that you had in the morning, you know, and like you start talking about something that's in the Bible and that person like just says, I can just say kuluma nge Bible all the time and that's a red flag for me. I would love, because Jesus is in me and I live for him. And I believe in a relationship as well, I must have somebody that will fear God, that we can also discuss the lesson, discuss any subject that is in the Bible. But if that person doesn't want to talk about Jesus or God, that's a red flag for me.
Yeah.
And then, like I was in a relationship one time, just an example, Oguti, tithing, like we were talking about budgeting and all. And when I spoke about tithing and that person was, imalengaka going to the church, and I will never do that. That was a red flag for me. And I thought, this person, I know is.
Not the one.
I will not make sure. This one, no, is not the one. So that's a red flag for me. But in any disrespectful behavior, just the normal thing, disrespectful behavior, how the person talks to you, does he respect you now? Are they ready to compromise? Not introducing you to the family or friends. Because every time I know you're just going to meet somewhere and none of their friends know you or anything, that's a red flag. Everything is about them. and the person just talks about me. And when you talk about yourself, you are not important. Everything is about themselves. That's a red flag. They never apologize. Bona, they are always right. When your opinion does not matter, then you should know that person always. You keep justifying the bad behavior that they do. Ah, man, also change. Huh? No, maybe, no, he was just, Well, bad behavior is a bad behavior. If you did not grow up with a man, with a family, your father did not drink or smoke, and now you want this person because you are mtanda, then you are going to justify, it's just a phase, it will pass. No, it will not pass, it will be worse. And the next thing, it will be abusive behavior. He will abuse you, that person. So that is a red flag. Because we see a lot of people now, they just want to belong. And most boys or people growing up, men growing up, they just want to do things that they've never done, trying out things. A bad behavior is a bad behavior. You must not justify that. Criticism and negativity, lack of support, dishonesty. Those are some of the red flags that I can think of at the moment for now.
Hey, and we must actually do pay attention to those red flags. I actually loved when you mentioned the tithe word, because I am. If that person is not a Christian, they won't really necessarily understand the tithe, situation. So yeah, so you must take note of those ones. But I think we've learned a lot, Sister Ando. I think that the women have learned a lot, and they will be able to take some notes from that. So any closing words regarding this one, and also please do pray for them that they may make the right choices and they may be romantic in their endeavors.
Maybe romantic. No, Tina, sorry about that. The Bible says that Tina, we should honor, and the man must love. Because we have the built-in love in us.
Yeah.
We are loving people. It is only when the person is going to respect us, and then we will show that love to them. God did not say women must love. Men are supposed to love. Tina, we must just respect and honor them. And that is the honor that we will give to them, only if they can love us. Muntu makuthanda, like they do everything for you. Like you don't even remind them about your birthday, but they know everything about you. And anything like that you want, you will get. So if they want us to be those romantic people and not be firm about anything, they must just love us. And then we will give them the love that Christ has in us. So I just want other women, Uguti, let us not take matters into our hands.
Yeah.
When God said, Uguti, sex before marriage is not allowed. Let us not do that. We have children today. We are single parents today, and we are suffering those consequences. We cannot do things that we want to do because we have these people, little people that are following us. We do not find the right person that God had intended for us, because till now we have taken the people that we thought they are for us and left Unkulunkulu for his plans there, and we took our own things and thought Uguti they are right. We are suffering today because of those things. So if we can just look unto Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and just ask him to lead us and to guide us to a true relationship, Unkulunkulu will do that for us. And he has done it before. He led Isaac to his wife, and Isaac was a good man to his wife. And Nati, we can have those wonderful men that Christ has intended for us. So let us seek first the kingdom of God, and let Christ complete us before we can let another man to come and complete us. So may God help us. Oguti, let us see the love and the romantic relationship. We must have a romantic relationship with Christ first before we can want that romantic relationship with another person. And once we can know Uguti how Christ loves us, then we will know Uguti that other person, when he comes and say they love you, Uguti, what is love?
Please do pray for us.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this time that we had just now. We thank you, Lord, Uchi, you have given us this opportunity. Baba, thank you, Lord, for loving us. Baba, may we know as women, Uchiwena, you love us with an everlasting love. And Baba, we have a special place in your heart. May we grow knowing, Uchi, Wena, Baba, you honor us so much. And may we know, Uchi, Baba, you want the best for us. Lord, the things, the wrong things that we have done, sicela usixolele Nkosi, and may we seek you first, Baba, and follow your ways, Baba, so that we do not get hurt as we go through life. May we be with those men, Baba, that are supposed to love us as well. May they know their duty as the priests, Baba, so that when we come as women, they may know how to look after us. Thank you, Lord, for this time, and may we know that you love us, Baba, more than anything else. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. May you be with this radio station, Baba. May the people that listen to it grow in faith and in loving you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Thando, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a
thank
blessed
so
day.
Much. Blessed day to you too. Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.